This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
As political divisions continue in Washington, D.C., a divided House has removed Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene off both of her committees for things she has said in the past.
And if this Congress is to tolerate members that condone riots that have hurt American people, attacked police officers, occupied federal property, burned businesses and cities, but yet wants to condemn me and crucify me in the public square for words that I said and I regret, then I think we are in a real big problem.
The chamber's vote was 230 to 199. Snowy conditions caused a section of Interstate 80 to be closed Thursday afternoon in central Iowa after a massive crash involving 40 vehicles. Iowa authorities closed the eastbound lanes of the interstate west of Newton. Transportation Department spokeswoman Andrea Henry said several serious injuries have been reported in the crash, but no deaths. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The Senate early Friday morning moved forward with a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package after a marathon voting session on resolutions attached to the bill. The reconciliation procedure used by Democrats to pass President Biden's plan allowed for an unlimited amount of resolutions to be considered in the Senate. 28-year-old Darian Jarrett, a New Mexico State police officer, was fatally shot on Interstate 10 in southern New Mexico Thursday. Authorities chased the attacker for 30 miles before killing him in another shootout. The suspect has been identified as 39-year-old Omar Felix Cuerva. Major League Baseball and President Biden wanted baseball to postpone the season.
The Major League Baseball Players Union has rejected a proposal from the league that would have pushed back opening day, shortened the regular season, and expanded the playoffs. In a statement, the union said its members rejected the offer because it did not guarantee further protections in the event of delays, interruptions, or the cancellation of the season. The union says its players will continue to prepare for spring training to begin on February 17th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The CDC is giving American teachers the green light to get back into the classrooms. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
Teachers do not need to get vaccinated against COVID-19 before schools can reopen safely. That's according to the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rachel Walensky. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices did put teachers in the frontline essential workers category, which means they will be right after healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has some advice for President Biden regarding school children.
It's time for Joe Biden to stand up and say, the kids are the most important things. Important players here, and the teachers just are going to have to suck it up and stand up and provide an education. Otherwise, these kids have no chance whatsoever, Stephanie. It is a disaster what's happening to them.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
At last count in 2002, there are 13,506 school districts in America. The Super Bowl halftime show is no stranger to controversies, large and small, when it comes to the content of its show. Its headliner this year, The Weeknd, promised Thursday that the Super Bowl 55 show will be family-friendly. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. How you doing? Happy Friday to you, and happy weekend for those of you that will be listening to the show over the weekend. Great to have you along with us, no matter how it is that you connect with us. Welcome. In a spirit of unity, which is something that seems to be rare this day in our country, Matt Gaetz had proposed to have a recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance at the House Judiciary hearings. Now, it seems pretty harmless, right? I mean, the Pledge of Allegiance, this is a government body. Why not? Something that would bring us all together is the Pledge of Allegiance, you would think, right? Well, Jerry Nadler says, no, it's unnecessary. The House begins every day with the Pledge of Allegiance. We're covered by that. There's no necessity to say the Pledge of Allegiance twice during the same day. It's not been our practice to do so, he says, quote unquote. But the other thing to consider is most of these members in the committee aren't even at, you know, when the House meets and they all come together because it's not mandatory. So they're not there to even recite it there. But again, to reinforce, and I thought Matt's suggestion that this would be done was very positive, of course, supported by other Republicans. But the Democrats say, nope, I don't think so. Hey, let's bring on John Guandolo. John, of course, is the counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent, and founder, president of Understanding the Threat. Hey, John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. Great to be on with you again.
Well, here it is. We can't even say the Pledge of Allegiance again in a committee, you know, group. I mean, this is bizarre.
Well, I think it would only be bizarre if our government was not being run by our adversaries, and that executive power hadn't been seized by our adversaries. So I think in given current conditions, it's with everything else going on, I don't think it's the weirdest thing. Yeah. I obviously think it's I disagree with it, and it's a sign of things. Where things are, but yes, because of where we are, I think it's not unusual. We'll be seeing a lot more of this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I think that we're seeing, the whole idea, I mean, Donald Trump's administration was all about exposure. And I think that people were shocked. Even then, it was the reality was too harsh for them. But now we're seeing this played out under the Biden administration, and it's like, that's right. That's what we experienced 8 years ago or 12 years ago with Barack Obama, and it's back. And, you know, no surprise here for many of us, but still some are slowly waking up to the reality, as you said, that there's been a coup of our government.
That's right. I mean, the reality is we do not have a republic anymore. The American republic is over. It's gone. And I'm finding with people that are struggling with the reality of where we are as a nation right now, that once you actually grapple and you accept that that's where we are, then a lot of what's happening begins to make sense. And you have to realize, well, if that's true, what do we do?
Exactly.
But then you can start looking at solutions from a point of reality. And not this is not just a different administration. This is an illegitimate administration that seized executive power in the United States unlawfully, is in collusion with Chinese communists, represents the Chinese communists at the most senior level of our government, mm-hmm. and the executive power and the executive office. So that's where we are. And it, I know that there are tens of millions of Americans based on our work that do know that do understand that. Mm-hmm. And, they're grappling with what next.
Exactly. Well, there needs to be, like anything, John, and you've taught us this over the years, that there needs to be a concerted and committed strategy to what we do next. And, you know, what we've seen happen, I mean, the impeachment of this president for supposedly, you know, causing some sort of insurrection. You were there that day on the 6th. You and I talked on the air, and everything was generally upbeat. And then, you know, all hell broke loose. But it had little to do, as far as I can tell. And again, I've asked many experts like yourself, John, said, help me understand what I'm missing here. How do they arrive at insurrection based on the president's, you know, encouragement for them to peacefully go and demonstrate their, you know, their disdain with what has happened in their country? I mean, there was nothing about going in and burning it down, you know, and any words that have been said by the likes of Maxine Waters or other congressmen or even Black Lives Matter, for that matter.
Well, yeah, first of all, you got to begin with the Democrat national leadership are liars. The media is the propaganda arm of this communist movement. The majority of the mainstream, or what I call the traditional media, they're liars. And I was there. And if you notice, if you look at the videos that were circulating after the event on January 6th at the Capitol, and you look at the people, and, you know, you're talking about out of over a million people, you're talking about a handful of people.
Mm-hmm. Are we talking less than 100 people that actually went through the doors there, even though
I'm talking about the people that actually
did the destruction,
created the problems,
mm-hmm. right?
Not just going in there, because going in there wasn't a problem. Being inside the Capitol wasn't a problem because they were waved in by Capitol Police.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were watching people holding American flags or Trump flags walk up the steps, standing there talking to Capitol Police, and then being waved forward. And because it's the people's, you know, it's the people's house.
Right.
And we have got the video of Capitol Police inside waving them on, you know, saying you can go there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not being in there. It's what they did when they were in there. And some people, there was, you know, confrontations, but that's a very small number of people out of a million people. So what happened was, adversaries of liberty, including, you know, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Kevin McCarthy, people like that, George W. Bush, Mitt Romney, Marco Rubio, Nikki Haley, on the Republican side, all making comments. But the Democrat Party, and when you ask about them saying these are insurrectionists, I mean, read Rules for Radicals.
Mm-hmm.
By Saul Alinsky, their operational playbook, the communists' operational playbook, which Mr. Obama and Mrs. Clinton taught, by the way. And you'll see that accusing others of what you're doing is a main tactic.
Yeah,
so when they say
right.
you're racist, you know, this is the party of the Ku Klux Klan calling you racist. When they say you're an insurrectionist, you did a coup, what they just did was a coup.
Right.
But they are now accusing people at the Capitol of it. They now have billboards by the FBI saying we're looking for it. We're looking for any information. You've got the former head of the counterterrorism branch of the CIA saying on national television, we need to wage war against violent extremists. And then when he explains what he means by that, he's talking about patriots.
Exactly.
And you've got John Brennan, the former head of the CIA and the counterterrorism advisor to the president, saying we have to go after these people and root them out. I mean, this is
John,
Gestapo tactics. This is
without a doubt. We've got to go to break. We've got more from John Guandolo after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Oh, that operative word, we, huh? Same thing to open up one of our most important documents, the Constitution. We the People, this is a government up for by We the People. But if We the People don't take a stand and we're not pushing back, we're going to continue to be overrun by the elites. And what's happening in your country today will continue. And this is just the beginning of things to come. We're talking with John Guandolo, president founder of Understanding the Threat, former FBI and terrorism expert. John, as we mentioned earlier, you were there at the Capitol building and on January the 6th. As you say, there was over a million people there. The mainstream media would make it seem like there was just, you know, a few thousand people, but there was a massive amount of people, even based on the videos that we could see. There were just an incredible number of patriots who had come, you know, to the nation to support freedom. I mean, they were there for all the right reasons to demonstrate to the elected officials that, you know, we the people weren't going to stand for this. And they found a way to cancel those million plus patriots. And, of course, what happened, and as we're finding out slowly but surely, because there's no deep dive being done in investigating this thing that really makes sense, but we're finding out piecemeal that, you know, weapons were hidden. People came in, infiltrated the patriots there. Clearly they were Antifites. They were bussed. The FBI themselves had said that there was chatter weeks before that there was going to be an infiltration of patriots. But all that stuff is omitted from the media and from letting people know what's going on. And they want people to believe, as you said earlier, that this was all done by a bunch of overzealous Trumpers.
Well, that's right. And when you understand how our adversaries work, this is a very well-coordinated, well-planned-out event. And if we go back to the death of George Floyd in Minnesota and how immediately in the following days we saw pallets of water, milk, and bricks in dozens of cities around the country, riots with tens of thousands of pre-printed signs. As a matter of fact, what was interesting is about 7 o'clock that evening on January 6th, here are our, quote, protesters in D.C. with pre-printed huge fabric signs that say, you know, the GOP coup.
Yes.
Now, you don't make something like that in 30 minutes.
Right.
So those were pre-printed. This was all planned. And that's the point. And the government is so incompetent and on one side and on the other side so complicit. Many of the people in the government, as we've been talking about here.
Yeah. Probably more complicit than incompetent.
I agreed. Mm-hmm. And they are targeting now patriots. And you've got the military ordering the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who is not a good guy, not a patriot, are ordering, you know, a 60-day stand down for the military to root out extremists in the military. This is Soviet Union Nazi kind of tactics.
Exactly.
And you cannot overstate this. That's what's going on. They are purging our system of patriots, and they're doing it out in the open. That is where we are right now. And they're saying we need to wage war on these people. These are their words.
Yes. Well, here we are. We have a congresswoman who is stripped of her committee assignments for things that she has said. And look what AOC has said just in the last couple of weeks as a sitting congresswoman versus the statements that were made before Green, you know, took office. So this was as an everyday citizen, as somebody, you know, exercising free speech. And, you know, putting ideas out into the marketplace so that, you know, so you can have a discussion and you can reason together, whether it's talking about QAnon, whether it's talking about any other issues, even like you and I having a free flowing conversation. And John, only, you know, heaven knows how much longer you and I are going to be able to have a forthright conversation and be able to sit down and reason together like this. And a, you know, over a radio show.
Well, and that, you're just getting to the heart of the matter. Not for long, because this is now a country whose executive leadership are communists. And this is now a communist, this is no longer an American republic. Mm-hmm. And for people that don't get that, you don't have a functioning government. A functioning republic like you had a few months ago, although I would argue it wasn't totally functional then, and you and I had many discussions about that.
Yes.
Now it's gone, and you're going to see, we've been saying for years at Understanding the Threat, this is all about control of the state power, and they're going to wield it. And people like you and me are not welcome.
Right.
And exactly. This is what happens. This is just what happens. And that's what we need to understand. And that's when we build a strategy to reestablish the republic. That has to be understood, because you can't solve a problem if you actually don't understand the problem.
Yeah, you know, first of all, you got to admit there is a problem. I think most people would agree that there's a problem here in River City, but that needs to be clearly laid out. And I know that understanding the threat is going a long way with your Freedom 25 Minute Man moment. I mean, this is, you know, these are actions that need to be taken in a way that doesn't, you know, waste ammo. And when I say ammo, I'm talking about anything that could fight back. You know, in a figurative sense here, is that we're a lot smarter than this. We're not ideologically driven. And when you're not ideologically driven, that really does give you some advantage, doesn't it, John?
Well, I think the key to what we're doing is that we're driven by the concept that our founders established, that we're establishing a nation that recognizes that every human being is born with natural rights from God, and that we're going to create a government and laws around the government to secure those liberties. And so what we are doing is teaching people how to build teams of citizens working with law enforcement, when you have a good sheriff who understands this stuff, to not only operate against the communists and jihadis at the local level, but to educate others, to train others. So you've got two big things going on. You've got people actually disrupting their operations at the ground level, the hostile operations that are antithetical to our system, that are adversarial to liberty and destructive in the community. So we're teaching them how to operate against those. And also people that just want to, you know, hey, I want to educate people, hand out flyers, teach people, talk to people. We have programs to teach them to do that. What we are saying is get trained and get in the fight or fund the war effort. And the Freedom 25, you know, program is to say we need everybody to support what we're doing. This is the only effort in the country that is having a direct effect. We've built teams around the country and are working with teams doing amazing work in their communities to fight back and to address this stuff. And it's growing, because as people come to understand what we're doing, they're saying, you know, in big, very loud ways, yes, thank exactly. you for giving us something to do. We want to do something, and this is a very effective, practical thing we can do.
And they're contributing to the cause as well, not only in their in their time, but also in their resources, because you know, to mount this kind of effort, in a sense, it's a we're mounting a war effort. I mean, they've had an operation playbook all these years, and we're a little bit behind the eight ball here to scramble to get something. Fortunately, we have understanding the threat that understands these things and have put together a strategy. As we put freedom back on the offensive where it belongs, as you say, John Guandolo, how can people get engaged here?
Well, I encourage people to go to understandingthethreat.com to donate if you have the resources. Do a join us and donate anywhere from $25 to hundreds of dollars a month. And if you know people that can support us in greater ways, please let them know. Or if you want to get involved.
Sponsored by IBM. Patenting new inventions is an important part of innovation. In 2020, IBM received more than 9,000 U.S. patents across key technology fields, making IBM the top recipient of U.S. patents for the 28th year in a row. As many companies use quantum computing to tackle challenges in industries like energy and financial services, IBM remained the leader in quantum computing patents obtained. IBM inventors patented technology to help businesses scale their use of AI and received more than 3,000 patents related to cloud and hybrid technologies. Jeff Welzer, vice president of IBM Research, says,
Since 1920, IBM has received more than 150,000 U.S. patents and played a crucial role in innovations ranging from magnetic storage to laser eye surgery. IBM's culture of scientific research is integral to the company's ability to develop technologies that matter to our clients, our communities, and to the world.
To learn more, visit research.ibm.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As political divisions continue in Washington, D.C., a divided House has removed Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene off both of her committees for things she has said in the past.
And if this Congress is to tolerate members that condone riots that have hurt American people, attacked police officers, occupied federal property, burned businesses and cities, but yet wants to condemn me and crucify me in the public square for words that I said and I regret, then I think we're in a real big problem.
The chamber's vote was 230 to 199. Snowy conditions caused a section of Interstate 80 to be closed Thursday afternoon in central Iowa after a massive crash involving 40 vehicles. Iowa authorities closed the eastbound lanes of the interstate west of Newton. Transportation Department spokeswoman Andrea Henry said several serious injuries have been reported in the crash, but no deaths. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
So, how do you feel about what happened with Marjorie Taylor Greene, especially in light of things that, you know, have been spouted out by the Democrats for a long time? I mean, you had, Democratic congressmen, you know, threatening to injure people and go after the President of the United States. Conservatives were attacked, by Maxine Waters. I mean, on and on. I mean, these are things that are said. Ilhan Omar, the squad, statements that they have made while they're sitting, you know, legislators, while they're elected officials. Marjorie Taylor Greene, as a citizen, you know, threw out some ideas and exercised her free speech. And now all of a sudden, you know, Congress pigpiles on her, led by the Democrats. Are they going to rue the day in much the same way as some actions that were taken by one Harry Reid in the Senate? Could this possibly come back to bite them? John Zemerich joins us now, the senior editor with Stream.org. John, how you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. So what do you make of this Marjorie Taylor Greene deal? I mean, what she had to say was unfortunate. She later said it was regretted, that she's sorry she made some of those statements. But I think we make statements as, in different positions in our life when, you know, we know in part. This is what we enjoy about free speech, is that we can circle around an idea and a concept to try to figure it out and work it out and be all the smarter. But now, boy, if you've said the wrong thing along the way, according to the Democrats, you've got hell to pay, except if it happens to be somebody like Joe Biden, who we've got 50 years of all kinds of crazy things that he said.
Well, I've got a piece at stream.org called Why I Won't Condemn Marjorie Taylor Greene or Pretty Much Anyone Else, especially anyone on the right. The left is going after Taylor Greene because they can. They are going after Kyle Rittenhouse, who defended his fellow Americans against rioters, because they can. It's almost useless at this point to point out the double standard that Democrats are applying, because they're not hiding it anymore. They're proud of it.
Yeah, you and I talked about this before. Exactly.
They're proud that they can get away with it. Mm. You know, it proves that they are the alpha gorilla, the dominant sea lion, the Klansman in Jim Crow Mississippi. Seriously, Jim Crow was about codifying injustice and saying that there's a two-tier legal system, one for the favored group, in that case whites, in this case Democrats. Actually, there were Democrats then too, ironically. And another for blacks and for non-favored citizens. The left today gives legal immunity to the left and to radical leftists and violent terrorists. But they infiltrate our organizations, and they have snitches going into perfectly peaceful organizations working for the FBI. They can burn our cities, but we can't use guns to scare violent mobs away from our own front porches, as the McCluskey family found out. Mm-hmm. There's a two-tier legal system, the way there was in feudal England. Back then, nobles could only be tried by a jury of their fellow peers, that is, nobles. Mm-hmm. If you break the law in pursuit of racial justice or fighting transphobia or some other pile of nonsense that is not based in any reality at all, you get a get-out-of-jail-free card. Yeah. That's because you serve the interests of what I call the hive. That is the deep state, the media, the government, the current government, certainly, the Ivy League. We have a small, maybe 10-15% of the country, with the support of some others, rules the whole place and holds everyone else in absolute contempt. And they don't think we deserve free speech, free association, free exercise of religion. They don't want the Bill of Rights to apply to us. That's why they want to pack the Supreme Court so that the Bill of Rights can be effectively repealed for groups and people that they don't think deserve it, like Marjorie Taylor Greene and her voters.
This really, you know, comes down to a true constitutional crisis, John, that most of America is just shrugging over, which is amazing to me. How our Constitution, as you mentioned, the Bill of Rights, right in the crosshairs by none other than the Democratic Party.
But with the leadership of the Republican Party aiding and abetting them.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
What's so disgusting and disgraceful about Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy, and, of course, Liz Cheney. They are serving as collaborators in this totalitarian regime. They are snitching on their own people. It's like they're the, you know, there were some people in concentration camps. They called them capos.
Right.
They were prisoners, too, but they got extra rations in return for snitching on their fellow prisoners. That's what these people are. I'm not as angry at the Democrats as I am at these Judas Republicans. Yeah. The first war we have has got to be to primary and politically destroy every one of them. I'd rather lose the next election if that purifies the Republican Party of these enemies within.
Yeah, this is incredible. I've said before that, you know, I said WWND, what would Nancy do? Nancy Pelosi would have circled the wagons around Marjorie Greene. There would be no way that and this would have happened. I mean, it's done it time and again. All you got to look back is in recent history, see how many Republicans have got caught in the crosshairs. They're out. They're primaried. Democrats live another day.
Now, here's what's important about this. Leave aside the nonsense of two wrongs don't make a right, and we can't descend to their level. This is not a schoolyard game of chutes and ladders. This is a fight for power in America, and the left is counting on the fact that if it bullies us enough, and if it wields its power ruthlessly enough, that will win people over, and to some degree that can work. People need to realize that most human beings are sheep, not shepherds, not wolves. They're sheep. And when they see one group of people throwing power around and getting away with it, they're not outraged. They're impressed. They line up behind them. They're like, these people can get away with murder. I kind of want to be with that group rather than the group that's being persecuted and picked on.
Right.
So the fact that the Democrats protect arrested Ilhan Omar and protect Maxine Waters, and the Republicans turn on Marjorie Taylor Greene and they turned on Steve King of Iowa, what that says on a subconscious but powerful level to everyone is conservatives are weak, they are divided, they will throw each other under the bus at the drop of a hat. They are contemptible. Don't worry about them. The power is over here on the left. Come join the left so you can be with the powerful people who are cooler, and also you'll be safer. You don't want to go over there with those weaklings who are fighting among themselves and competing to sell each other out to the Democrats.
Exactly. That you couldn't have said it any better, John. I mean, that really lays it out for everybody. And that's today's America. And this is what's happening. And because of the lack of leadership on the right, this is the thing that concerned me so much with the absence of Donald Trump. Donald Trump at least encouraged some of them to grow a backbone, have a little bit of a spine. And now with Donald Trump out of the way and all the pig piling that's going on and this ridiculous impeachment that's happening, and I love that Donald Trump said, no, I'm not interested in coming in and talking to you guys.
See, let's talk after the break, but I kind of wish he would testify.
I'm not sure what he could say that he hadn't already said there that's on the speech. I mean, they're convinced that there was, his was an act of insurrection.
If I were him,
yeah, go ahead.
If I were him, I would get up and just repeat the speech and sit down. Word for word, the same speech.
Yeah, I mean, and how do you, because like I said, and you and I have talked about this, I don't know how you get insurrection out of this. This doesn't, I cannot connect the dots. And more and more Americans are getting to that point, too, and realizing that here we've got serious issues to deal with. Like, oh, we got that. Yeah, that's right. That COVID thing that we're still dealing with, and people out of job and kids not in school. But no, let's go ahead and waste our time over this faux impeachment of an American citizen. This is so absurd. We've got more from Dr. John's America after this. Stay with us.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, the hard reality of what we're dealing with, America, is that there are traitors in the House. And it's not that hard to discern who they are, okay? It's a little bit different than you and I when we were growing up and going to those 5 cent spaghetti westerns. You know, you could always tell the good guys from the bad guys, John. And, you know, the good guys always wore white hats and the bad guys wore black hats, and it was pretty obvious. Here, it doesn't require deep critical thinking. And, you know, we've been taught in the Bible, you'll know them by their fruit. That's all you got to do is see what they're doing, and it's obvious who's for us and who's against us, is it not?
It's kind of interesting. Basically, anyone who, any so-called conservative who's being quoted in the media, who is not in the process of getting canceled by social media, anyone whom the left praises, you know, is an enemy. An absolute enemy within. So if the media, if any mainstream media calls a Republican responsible or mainstream, you know they are traitors in our midst. We are living under a kind of something quite similar to the Eastern Europe, the media in Eastern Europe in the, from the 1950s through the 80s, of communist state media. And if the Polish communist state media or the East German state media praised someone, you knew, okay, they're on the communist side. Well, if anyone in the mainstream media speaks respectfully of someone, on, some conservative or some Republican, you know, look at who they praise.
Yes.
Mitt Romney, John Kasich, Liz Cheney, people who are willing to sell us out in return for getting that praise from the media, from getting the money from Chamber of Commerce-type Republicans who want nothing but open borders and cheap labor and low taxes for big business. Mm-hmm. So it's actually getting easy to tell who the enemy is, Bill. Mm-hmm. Anyone who's still allowed to be on Twitter or YouTube is increasingly, we know, is the enemy. If you can see them on Twitter, they're not worth reading. If they get quoted in the media, they're not worth supporting.
Good point. John, I want you to finish your thought right before the break. We were talking about Donald Trump, and I said, you know, I reported that he was not going to, you know,
testify. I would love him to testify. I would like him to get in front of Congress where they can't cancel him. He can't be censored. Go in front of Congress and reiterate the case that this election was stolen. And that H.R. 1, which the Congress is considering, would simply codify the same election fraud forever in America. And basically, let's call it the Stacey Abrams free bag of White Castle Act of 2021, because basically you'd just be stuffing America's elections through the gap in Stacey Abrams' teeth and allowing her to swallow them. The same kind of election fraud that she oversaw in Georgia would simply be codified for the entire country. We would never have a free or fair election again. We would just have mailboxes sitting on street corners getting stuffed with fake ballots filled out by George Soros interns in crayon and accepted, waved through as legitimate as the Democrats steal election after election. So we're going to have Venezuelan software to enable Venezuelan elections to produce a Venezuelan outcome. And that's what exactly what happened in Venezuela under Hugo Chavez and Maduro. First, he packed the Supreme Court. Then he stole elections. Then he canceled elections and just started arresting and imprisoning his critics. So right now, the Democrats are following the Venezuelan playbook of trying to equate criticism of them or questioning of their fraudulent election behavior. They're trying to equate that with treason, sedition, and terrorism so that they can actually put people like you and me in prison, Bill.
Right, exactly. Well, and the thing is, think about this, John, as you lay this out. America going down that yellow brick road of Venezuela, and so is America going to be eating out of the back of trash trucks as it goes down the road? Is that our future?
If Americans are foolish enough to ever surrender their private firearms under any circumstances, for any reason, to any authority, I think the dividing line is the Second Amendment. Our founders considered the Second Amendment to be the ultimate backstop against tyranny and effectively the enforcement mechanism of the rest of the Bill of Rights and the rest of the Constitution. That's not the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is not the enforcement mechanism of American freedom.
Right.
Private firearms are the enforcement mechanism. And if Congress ever tries or a packed Supreme Court ever decides to make the Second Amendment a dead letter and they try to take our guns, that is the line in the sand, Bill. That's when it's time for an armed revolution against the government to take these people down, because that is the last possible moment. That is the line. If we surrender our private firearms, we never have the option again of fighting for our freedom.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, John, as you say earlier, you know, regarding what we've gone through in the election process, you know, what's being done to even investigate and to, bring to light what happened. I mean, there's still so many questions, and the left's answer is just, you know, shut up. We've already had these judges. We had over 80 judges look at this stuff. They didn't accept it. So clearly you lost. There wasn't enough votes out there that could have changed, the results of the election. You know, the same old story that got us to this point. I mean, this is, the biggest voter fraud I still maintain that ever happened. And we're ignoring this, and it's disenfranchising people because they're going, well, my vote doesn't count. And you know, why should I vote next time?
I think that's what happened in the Georgia runoffs in part.
Yes.
People saw that their votes had been stolen. Hold on a second. Dog! Sorry, my beagles are getting provoked by another dog and making them bark.
No worries.
They saw that their presidential votes had been canceled. Why did they were discouraged and defeated and angry, and those two Republican candidates were lousy establishment hacks, frankly.
Right.
I mean, I wish we still controlled the Senate, but I'm also glad those two are not in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see all the establishment Republicans like them go play golf and leave public office, which they can use for insider trading the way Kelly Loeffler was doing.
Right.
The lesson of that was don't nominate squishy rhinos who are trying to use public office to get rich, who will mouth a few conservative slogans once every 6 years and then go right back to voting half the time with the Democrats and basically just supporting America's elite. America's elite, which gets rich through massive corporations, which are perfectly content to censor our views, to close our churches, to take away our self-defense rights. But, you know, there are two factions within the governing elite. One would like lower taxes. One would like higher taxes. but they agree on pretty much everything else. And they want that to be a one-party state and to make anyone who cares about other issues, anyone who has a conservative, traditional religious worldview, they want to make us criminals. They want to make us non-persons. They want to persecute a few as examples to make the others scared so they all shut up and go away.
Well, this is what happened, right, under Saddam Hussein. A little party there amongst the Baathists, and he purified the regime pretty quick. He just took people out of the convention hall, took them in the back. You heard gunshots, and before you know it, the praises of Saddam Hussein were, echoing throughout the facility, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, we see tyranny. Tyranny has most of the history of the world is the history of tyranny, with a few bright spots in an otherwise dark, fallen human history. And America was one of those bright spots. I'm not sure how much longer it's going to be such a bright spot, with so many people like Mitch McConnell, Liz Cheney, running around blowing out the candles.
Yes, exactly.
Embracing the darkness.
Yeah, the light on the hill is dimming, no doubt about it. John, I want to draw our audience attention to your Article 11 questions the left and never Trumpers can't answer honestly. This is at stream.org. You've got to read this. This is a really excellent piece. Tell our audience about this. We got about 2 minutes
left. Let me try to call it up so I can ask a couple of them. I don't have the article right in front of me. Do you hear that dog in the background?
Yes, yeah.
That's not my dog. That's a neighbor dog.
Yeah, it's a bad dog.
My house making that noise that sends my poor dogs into a tizzy. Okay, yeah, these are 11 normally unspoken questions that the left and the squishy middle never answers. Let me just run off a few of them. Is ballot fraud on the Democrats' part just okay now? Something we can't talk about. Because the other side will yell, racism or sedition. Or is there some statute of limitations when it stops being too soon? Because of January 6th, oh my God, some people went around in the Capitol building and they took selfies. Oh, the country's going to collapse. Okay, second question. What should we tell the one-third to one-half of Americans with serious questions about the election? Just shut up, maybe leave the country? Do we need the government to purge and re-educate them, as a lot of people on the left are claiming we need to do?
Mm-hmm.
We have time for one more?
Yes, one more.
Why is the U.S. Capitol sacred, but the Wisconsin Capitol wasn't, when leftists occupied it forcibly for a month because they didn't like Governor Scott Walker? Why are government buildings sacred, but private businesses being looted in towns like Kenosha aren't sacred? Why was it okay to shoot down Ashley Babbitt at the Capitol, but it wasn't okay for Mark and Patricia McCluskey just to show their guns to protect their private homes? It goes on and on and on. The double standard never ends because we're now under a system of feudalism, and you and I are serfs, Bill.
Amen. There it is. Dr. John Zemeric, stream.org, that's where you want to go. Inquiring people are asking these critical questions, and do not give up your responsibility and your rights.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your